Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Our Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph is in the midst of a discussion which began on Mem Hei Amud Beis.
The Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis had brought down a three of a machlokes between Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Rabba Brachan, Mishim Rav Yochanan, and Rav Mishim Rav Yochanan. According to Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, one makes a bracha on the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. Mashen came by a sukkah. He makes a bracha the first day, and that patters the entire yontif. According to Rabbi Bachanu Shem Rabbi Yochanan, one makes a bracha on the sukkah all 7 days, and it's on lulav that he makes the bracha just the first day, and that's it. According to Rabbi Mishim Rabbi Yochanan, one makes a bracha both on lulav and estrog all 7 days. And the Gemara is mazvid the Yisayit HaMachlekes. According to Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, lulav, one makes a bracha all 7 days, because lulav, since it's mystiki leilos miyamim, there's a hasik, there is no mitzvah of lulav at night, therefore every day is done, there's a mitzvah ba'apei nafshei, a mitzvah on its own right, and therefore it's mechayev, it's separate bracha. Mashenkin by sukkah, where it's a continuous mitzvah, which goes day and night, the male all 7 days are considered like one yom aricha, and one bracha suffices. According to Rabbi Bachan Mishim Rabbi Yochanan, however, sukkah makes a bracha all 7 days because sukkah is a deraisa. Mashenkin and lulav, where all the other days are derabanan, therefore one only makes a bracha on the first day, which is a deraisa. And finally, the shita of Rabbi Mishim Rabbi Yochanan, that both sukkah and lulav, all of them have a bracha for all 7 days. The Ritva is Masbar, that the Shirish of the Nidin over here in Rabbi Rabbachana, why Rabbi Rabbachana Mishim Rabbi Yochanan says when it comes to a lulav, one only makes a bracha the first day, is because Rabbi Rabbachana B'derech Klal holds that any mitzvah derabbanan is not mechayev a bracha. And who had then according to Rabbi Rabbachana, Zakhtar Ritva, on their Chanuk and on Megillah as well, one would not make a bracha. Zakhtar Ritva have arrived from the Gemara, because the Gemara, after all, brings a raya from Rav, that since Rav said one makes a bracha on their Chanukah, that's a proof that Rav Huadin holds and one would make a bracha on the lulav of all 7 days. Zakhtar Ritva, this works out very well with what I just said. Since the site of the Shaila is there stam a bracha on the mitzvah derabbanan? Therefore, the Gemara brings a raya from Rav, from the fact that Rav says it's a bracha on their Chanukah, Huadin he would hold, it's a bracha on lulav of all 7 days. The Emes, the Aruch Lener, is bothered by this mahalach of the Ritva. Because the Aruch Lener says, if you look in the Lashon of Rav Bar Bachana Mishim Rav Yochanan, when Rav Bar Bachana comes to explain why on Lulav is only bracha, the first day, he says, Lulav derabanan sagi lei b'chad yoyimam. Since Lulav is only a mitzvah derabanan, therefore it's enough to make a bracha just the first day. Zakhtar Chaner, according to the Ritva's Mahalach, this has nothing to do with because Sagile B'chad Yom, it's enough to make a bracha the first day. It's nothing to do with being enough. The pshat is, on the first day is a deraisa, therefore it's a mechayev of bracha. On the remaining days is only derabban, there's no mechayev of bracha. Bikayach this diyak, the Aruch Lener wants to learn an entirely different pshat than the Ritva, that the pshat of Rabbi Arbachana is, not that on a mitzvah derabban and Rabbi Arbachana holds there is no bracha, but rather in Vada on Mikra Megillah, for example, Aruch Lener holds, Rabbi Arbachana would agree there's a bracha. But rather Rabbi Arbachana is meaning mechadish das a new svara of sagile b'chad yoyma, since lulav is only a derabbanon, since one anyways made a bracha the first day, sagile b'chad yoyma, that's good enough. Zakhtar Chaner, according to my explanation, so when the Gemara brings a raya from Rav, from the fact that Rav says you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah is a raya that Rav holds one will make a bracha on the lulav of all 7 days, according to what I'm saying, what is the raya? After all, everyone agrees that on a mitzvah derabbanan one makes a bracha. It's just a new question, do we say the svar of sagle b'chad yoyma? Zakhtar Archanayin Chanami, the raya of the Gemara is not directly from Rav. Rather, the raya is that the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Talmud of Rav, says that one makes a bracha on Ner Chanukah all the nights of Chanukah. And, as we see, does not hold to the svar of sagle b'chad yoyma. Memeil Huatini would hold that one will make a bracha on all the days of Sukkot. Be'emes through its Voloshitase, who holds that the crux of the question in our sugya is a fundamental question, is there a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanan or not? The Emes, he's not gairus in the Gemara like our gairus of Lulav derabbanan sagi lei b'chad yoyma. He just says, Lulav derabbanan b'chad yoyma, Lulav derabbanan, male the first days of deraisa, you make a bracha, and the remaining days of derabbanan, there is no bracha. The Emes is enough gemina Lemaisa in Rabbi Rachana, the way the Ritva is learning, the way the Aruch HaNer is learning, what would be in a case where the Aruch HaNer says that the first day of Sukkot falls in on Shabbos? We know we don't take lulav and esrog in such a case. So the first time that you're taking lulav and esrog is on Sunday. So Mela Zakta Aruch HaNer, according to my explanation, and even Rabbi Bachana agrees be'etzim that on a mitzvah d'rabbanan one makes a bracha. Just over here he says sadly b'chad yom. Once you already made a bracha on Luv and Esther the first day, that patters all the other remaining days. Ashenkin, in this case where you did not take Luv and Esther on Shabbos, the first time you're taking is on Sunday, which is a d'rabbanan. It doesn't bother us. It's a d'rabbanan. One would make a bracha even according to Rabbi Bachana. Ashenkin, according to the Ritva, that it's a fundamental question, is there bechlal a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Rabbi Bar Bachana holds that there is no bracha niskan on a mitzvah d'rabbanan, even in such a case where the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, where one did not make a bracha the first day, one would still not make a bracha on the second day. Be'emes, the Mishnah Halevi comes to Imazmer, according to the Mahalth of the Ritva, that there's a fundamental question in our sugya, whether there's a Birchas HaMitzvah center and a Mitzvah Rabbanan. He's Mazmer like this. Be'emes, there's a Mechudish Degashita of the Nesivis, and Rabbi Chanan and Kunshus Divrei Seiferim brings down such a Mahalth from Rabbi Chaim as well, that Be'emes, there's Yesh Lachgar, there's a Yesodistika question where we have to ask ourselves. Be'emes, we know that this, that Chazal have a Kayach to Mesakin Mitzvahs to Shtalaveki Surim is learnt out from the Pasuk Leisasim in Adavar Sheyagidu Lecha Yamanu Smail. One cannot turn from that which Chazal tell us. Now the Shaila is, what exactly was the Torah Mechadish in Leisasar? Either we could say that the Torah Gufu was Megalitas in Leisasar, that all that Chazal do have a validity, and therefore they have ability, L'mashu, if they say something is Asr Ba'achila, the Chefetz itself becomes a Davar Asr. It's a Cheftz Surah. Who I didn't if they're Mechadish to us, there's a mitzvah of Halakas Ner Chanukah, they're able to create that now it's effective that there's a Maisa mitzvah, an action of a mitzvah, a Tzilas Lulav and Esrog, or lighting in the Ner Chanukah. Or perhaps no. Perhaps in Leisasar was just Nisgalah to us, Leisasar in Adavar says that one has to listen to what the Chachamim tell him to do. One is not allowed to be mired and not listen to the Chachamim. However, to say that they actually have a Kayach to effect that now B'mitzias there's an action called a Maisa mitzvah, and who I didn't they say something should not be eaten midrabbanim, able to affect the chayfetz, that the chayfetz now is a chafsa di surah, perhaps Chazal do not have such a kayach, perhaps that's not the Torah that's being mechadished us in Leisasar. So the Nesivis Be'emes Lufia Emes holds that Leisasar was never mechadished us, the Chazal could affect the chayfetz. In fact, the Nesivis says a tremendous chiddush that if someone was b'shoigeg, ate something which is asu midrabbanim, he does not need kapara. Zok the Nesivis, because when we're dealing with the Issa d'Raisa, like chayla, which is a chesedi surah midaraisa. So even though the person did not know about it, but b'mitzias he ate, he consumed the chesedi surah, so he needs kapara. Mashenkin zaklin esivus by the rabbanan, they never have a kayach to affect the actual chesed to create a mitzias. Their whole din is that we have to listen to what they're saying. Memela, if a person b'mazin does not listen, he's ivor what the Torah says. But in a case where he doesn't know, so it can't be called that he's turning away from what they're commanding him to do. He doesn't know. Unknowingly, he ate this object. And the male is up to Nesivus, he didn't do anything wrong, because the Chafta did not become a Chafta di Surah. Zakta Mishnah Saleh, we could explain with Fizeh, the aside of the Shaila in our Sugya, whether there's a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanim. We know a Berchus HaMitzvah is said when we're dealing with a Maisa Mitzvah, an action which is considered a Maisa Mitzvah. The Mishnah Halevi, the Pshat and Rabbi Bachan is, he holds, since Chazal did not have a kayach to go ahead and create a Isser Chafetz, and Huad didn't create a Maisa Mitzvah, Memela doesn't pass a Birchas HaMitzvah. A Birchas HaMitzvah is Dafka said on a Maisa Mitzvah. Be'emes, the Yishalmi says, there's a one man who holds in the Yishalmi, then on a Mitzvah Derabbanan, one doesn't say, Asher Kedshanu Mitzvah Tivanu, Al Natil Aslul of Asrig, or Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Rather, the bracha he makes is Al Mitzvah Chachamim, Lishmael Divir Chachamim. And Amistad fits in well. with what we're saying, that the pshat is, that the whole yisait is, that by derabanan, they don't have a kayach to affect, to create a maisa mitzvah. The whole din is you have to listen to what they're saying. The emes, the brisker rav, and the rambam, and hilchos brachos, brings down a similar yisait. Rashi on mesech the silkan daf mem dalad mem aleph is mazber. That on a minog, there is no bracha said. Zot Rashi, because a minog is not b'chlal the pasuk of leisasim in adavar, ashe yagid l'cha. However, the Rambam in Yadach HaZaka says clearly in his Akdama to Yadach HaZaka that a minog also is b'chlal leisasim. And therefore the question is, if even a minog is b'chlal leisasim, why does the Rambam hold that there is no berchas hamitzvahs on a minog? Zot de b'skirav this yusayit. That berchas hamitzvahs is said dafka on something which is a maisa mitzvah. A minog, where Chazal Gufa Shteldavek established to us that it's not being done b'tayrus amaisa mitzvah, but rather it's just done being done b'tayrus aminog, on such a thing there is no birchas hamitzvahs. Let's move now to another Indian. The Gemara brings down that Ravin says Rishen Rav Yochanan, Echad Zev, Echad Zev Shiva. They're both on Sukkah and on Lulav. Is there a bracha for all 7 days? Tysus brings down that though the Gemara is Medama the two in the aspect that on both Lulav and Sukkah there's a bracha for 7 days. However, Zak Tysus, there is, however, a chiluk between them. Zak Tysus, when it comes to Lulav, one only makes a bracha one time a day. However, when it comes to Sukkah, Zak Tysus, Sukkah ko emas, the nichnasla, kideshe yoichal, the ishte, the yoshon, afil eser pa'omim bi. Even 10 times a day, any time a person enters the sukkah, whether to eat, to drink, or to go to sleep, mevarech al kol achas v'achas. One makes a bracha every single time. Midi dehavi atfilin, kolz man shemanichan, zok taisis. After all, the Gemara is medama, that the madamer who holds that sukkah kol shiva goes according to the shita of Rebbe, who says that tefillin, every single time you put on tefillin, you make another bracha. Then every time you go into the sukkah to eat, drink, or go to sleep, Zataisis is a bracha made. Zataisis, why is it different than Lulav and Esrig? Because by Lulav and Esrig, the Iker mitzvah is only once a day. The mail, it's only a machayev of bracha once a day. Mashenkin by sukkah, since whenever you want to eat, you have to do it in the sukkah. Memela, every time you want to eat, sleep, or drink zaktaisvis, one has to do it in the sukkah and make a bracha on it. And who had the mitzvah zaktaisvis? Since it's a mitzvah to be worn the whole day, therefore, any time when a person wants to put on tefillin, he must make a bracha. Be'emes, taisvis is a tremendous chiddush, because after all, the Rush brings down Meshem Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam held that only on Achila one makes a bracha. Since Achila is the Iker, one makes a bracha only on Achila in a sukkah, and that paters everything else. From Taisus, we see a tremendous chiddush that even on Shina of the sukkah, one also makes a bracha. But Emes the Tor and Simitafri Shlamites brings down two shitas. The shitas Haga'inim is, even if one just enters a sukkah, and even if he goes just to visit his friend's sukkah, one makes a bracha of Leishay Basukkah. Mashenkin the Torah brings down the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that only an Achil does one make a bracha Leishay Basukkah. But Emes Hazeh is Gepaskint in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tafrei Shlamites Sivches. The Mechaber and both the Ramah Paskin, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the bracha of Leishay Basukkah is only said on Achila Basukkah. The Mangan Avram over there in Sivkatin Yudzayin says a tremendous chiddush, that though we pass in like Rabbeinu Tam, that the bracha of Leishay Basukkah is only said when one goes ahead and eats in the sukkah. However, Zok the Magen Avram, in a case where a person came into the sukkah and he ate a meal and he forgot to say Leishay Basukkah, since he already ate a meal in the sukkah, when he for the remainder of the time that he's staying in the sukkah, one could go ahead and make a bracha of Leishay Basukkah. The Lufishay Srud is Mazber, the Pshat in the Magen Avram, that because since someone already ate in the sukkah, memela, even the shehiyah, staying in the sukkah afterwards, gets a status of achila. So we have to understand, number one, what is the site over here of the machlekes between Taisus and Rabbeinu Tam, that according to Shitas Taisus, even when one enters the sukkah just to go to sleep, one makes a bracha of leishay v'asukkah. My shenkin Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that the bracha of leishay v'asukkah is only mugbo, is only seder nachila. And number two, we have to understand the pshat in the Magen Avraham and the Lulushi Srad. Why is it that though we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam, the bracha of leishay v'asukkah is only seder nachila? However, if one already ate in the sukkah and he's staying on vayter in the sukkah, then one also can make a bracha of leishay v'asukkah. L'chari could be mazrel to hear the crux of the machleik between Rabbeinu Tam Tam and Taisviz, Gebait on the tremendous Yisoy from the Ragachav and Perik Dal Mehilcha Sukkah on the Rambam. The Rambam and Pirish Mishnais and Sukkah Perik Beis says a tremendous Chiddush. We know Gishomim Bechag is a Simen Klal. When it rains on Sukkahs, it's a Simen Klal. The Rambam and Pirish Mishnais, however, adds the following words. Gishomim that fall on Sukkahs of the Rambam Betchilas Achag, in the beginning of Sukkahs, is a Simen Klal. And the question is, why? L'chari, the site of the Simen Klal is, if it's raining, you have to leave the Sukkah. Memela, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm not interested in your service. So why does the Rambam specify that it's only Betchilas Achag? Zokta Ragachover, Pshat in the Rambam is, the Rambam understands that the mitzvah of the Torah of Asukkah's Teishu Shivas Yomim, the mitzvah is not stamped to do an action of eating in the Sukkah. Rather, the Iker mitzvah of Asukkah's Teishu Shivas Yomim is the Torah went into you to establish that your Makam Dira for Sukkahs is the Sukkah. And the Mela Hayos the Gemara and Erevin Adaf Ayim Beis brings down a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether Makam Pita Gairim or Makam Lina Gairim, that what is Kaveya, a person's Makam Dira? Is it where he eats or is it where he sleeps? We passing like Rav, the Makam Pita Gairim, the place where a person eats, that is Gairim, that shtels avak, that this is his Makam Dira. Memela Zokta Rambam, the Ikar Mitzvah Sukkah is in the beginning of the 7 days to establish yourself that this is my Makam Dira. Once this is your Makam Dira, Avad, everything has to be eaten, sleeping has to be done in the Sukkah. But the Ikar Mitzvah is the beginning of the Chag to Shtel Avek, to establish yourself that this is my Makam Dira. Memela Zokta Rambam, if it does not rain at the beginning of Sukkot, as long as the first night you were able to, that first nachil, you're able to establish yourself that this is your Makam Dira. Mamela, it's not a Simen Klal if it rains afterwards. It already was established that this is your Makam Dira. Mashenkin, if it rains in the beginning of Chag, that's the Simen Klal. The Emes al Derech, the Ragachal, we can be mazed by the Yisayin Machlek is here between the Rosh and Taisvis. The Rosh holds, since the Ikar Mitzvah is to be Kaveh yourself in the Sukkah, to be Kaveh that this is my Dira, the Rosh holds, therefore, that every Achila, all 7 days of Sukkot, is a Maisa being Kaveh that this is my Dira. Memela, the Rosh holds the bracha of Leishev HaSukkah is reserved dafka for Achila. And it patters everything else. Everything else is a tuffle to the Achila. Because Achila is the Maisa which is establishing you in the Sukkah. Like we passed like Rav, the Makam Pita Gairim. That establishes that this is your Makam for Sukkahs. Mashenkin Taisus will say holds that the site of the mitzvah of Sukkahs, Basukkahs Teishivas Yamin, is similar to other mitzvahs, like Netilas Lulav and Esrig. And Hanukkah's Tefillin, where there's a Maisa Mitzvah, there's a Mitzvah to do an action. And who had the Maisa Sukkah, as the Torah said, throughout 7 days, it's a Mitzvah to do actions of Dira in the Sukkah. Not that the Mitzvah is to establish yourself that this is my Makam Dira, but rather the Mitzvah is any acts of living that you do generally in your house, do those same acts of living in the Sukkah. But every act of living is a Kiya Mitzvah, is a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmai, a Maisa Mitzvah of being Dar Basukkah, going ahead and being Dar in the Sukkah. And the Melu can be Mazbul of Fizeh, that's the Pshat in the Magen Avram as well. The Magen Avram who says that once a person already ate in the Sukkah, now the remainder of the time that he stays in the Sukkah, he already can make a bracha of Leishev HaSukkah, even according to the Shita of the Rosh, who works El Chayr very Gishmak according to this. The Yisrael of the Rosh is that Achila is what's able to establish you in the Sukkah, that this is your Makam Dira. Once I'm already established, so then the continuation of that Maisa, the continuation of remaining in the Sukkah is already called an act of living in the Sukkah. It's an act of having been established that this is my Makam Dira. And the Mela of the Magen Avram says one can even make the bracha of Leishev HaSukkah on the remaining time that he's sitting there in the Sukkah after the Maisa Achila. The Emes, Taisus and Mavur, another Chiddush. Taisus says that there's a bracha even on Shena. The Rosh brings down that what's the shot, why, another reason why one would not make a bracha on Shina in the Sukkah, on sleeping in the Sukkah, because there's a concern of a bracha v'atah, perhaps a person will not fall asleep. And Azay state in Taisus and bracha daf Yuda Aleph Amabez, Taisus brings down, how come we don't make a bracha on Shina in the Sukkah? Taisus explains, because after all, a person might not fall asleep, and therefore the bracha will end up being a bracha v'atah. So we have to understand what is the Yisayda Machaikas over here between Taisus and Taisin Brachas and Taisin Sukkah and Taisus and the Rosh. How come Taisus by us is not concerned of the Chashash of Brachal Vatala? Well, Chari, we can imagine Machaikas based on Machaikas between Rishayim and Zalman, Zatzal and Rabbi Yash Zatzal. Rav Shlomo Zalman's shita is that once a person falls asleep in the sukkah, the halacha is you let it take him out of the sukkah, you let it carry him out of the sukkah. And that's how we paskin halacha l'maisa. In Panovich, there was once not enough room for everyone to sleep in the sukkah. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no problem. The first shift should go in, and once they fall asleep, the second shift will carry them out. The second shift will go in, and then the third shift will carry them out once they're sleeping. Once they're sleeping, Rav Shlomo Zalman held, they're not a bardas, and they have a din like a shaita, that a shaita is patim and a mitzvahs. Rav Yashiv, however, held that it's us to take the person out, because you're being mevatalim from his mitzvah. L'chayr, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, we have to say, if when you're sleeping, you're not being mekayim a mitzvah, you're not a bardas, so what is the mitzvah of sleeping in a sukkah? Well, chayr al karch like Rav Shlomo Zalman, the mitzvah of sleeping in a sukkah is the act of going to sleep. The same way in your house, you go to sleep in your house. So during sukkahs, you have to do the act of living, of going to sleep in the sukkah. Well, chayr, according to this, it could be mazber, the Yisayim Achaikis over here, the shayla between the Taisus and whether one makes a bracha on Shina. Taisus by us, who says one makes a bracha on Shina, holds out there Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the mitzvah is the going to sleep. Memel is no concern of bracha l'vatala. Even if one does not end up falling asleep, he has still been mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the actual sleeping. When he's sleeping, he's not even a bardas. The mitzvah is going to sleep. So memel, it's possible for him to go ahead and make a bracha on the act of going to sleep. Masha'en gain taisis in the sechtes brachas that says that no one cannot make a bracha on Shina because it's a concern of bracha l'vatala. Because after all, he may not fall asleep. That's because he holds the derech Reb Eliashiv that the mitzvah is the actual sleeping. And Mela, he holds, if you don't end up falling asleep, come taisis l'mafreya, it's a bracha l'vatala. The Emes Masher wanted to be mazber, Reb Yitzchak Kaz l'shlita, taisis yisharim in yuman daf ches, alpirim shlomo zalman's yisayit. The Gemara over there in Yuman Daf Chesam and Alv teaches us, we know, there's an iser not to masiach das when one is wearing the tefillin, not to take his mind off the tefillin. But Amiz the Taisis Shanim asks a kasha, Lefizel, why does the Gemara say that a person is not allowed to sleep in his tefillin? Because he shamiyafiyapa and he might pass gas. Typically, that when he goes to sleep, he's being masiach das. So the Taisis Shanim answers the one terror is perhaps the reason of Hesach Adas does not apply when someone is sleeping. Zakt Meishver, L'chayr, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's very geshmak to Teis Yishanim. Teis Yishanim means to say that once someone is sleeping, he's not a bar das. He's not a bar chiyuva anymore. He has a din like a shaitu. He's not a bar chiyuva. And in Meil, there is no iser of Hesach Adas. According to Rav Yashiv, that holds that even if someone sleeping is still considered a bar das, that he's Mekayim the mitzvah. So we have to explain Taisi Shan Mukhair in a different way. The Taisi Shan does not mean to say that a derech klal, that when someone's sleeping, he's not considered a bar chiyuva. But rather, the Taisi Shan means to say a Nesim Dikad Din and Tefillin. Zak the Taisi Shan, perhaps it doesn't pass the reason of Hasachas Das when someone is sleeping. What's Masiach Das? Masiach Das is that I'm taking my mind off the tefillin. Zot the Tais Yisharim, that's when a person's awake, he's conscious. And consciously, instead of focusing on the tefillin that he's wearing, he takes his mind off the tefillin. That's the Isser to Masiach Das from tefillin. But when one is sleeping, and in any ways he's not conscious, over there, there is no issue of Hasachas Hadas. Before we leave the Taisis Gadai to speak at one last point, Be'emes, the Bir Halacha in Siman Lamed Zayin brings down from the Prima Gadim that Prima Gadim cleared a Shaila, the mitzvah of wearing tefillin every day, is it a mitzvah to wear it just once a day, or is it a mitzvah to wear it the entire day? The Prima Gadim brings noted that the mitzvah of wearing tefillin is dafka one moment during the day. The Shu'as Yaakov, however, argues and says the mitzvah is the entire day. Our Taisis L'chayr is mashma, like the Shu'as Yaakov, and Taisis says that by tefillin, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and wear the tefillin the entire day. Let's move now to a new inyan. The Gemara teaches us that ha'aisa luv la'atzmai, someone who makes the luv an esrik, he says, shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh. Who then someone who makes the sukkah, makes the brach of shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh. The Gemara comes out with Maskana of Ashi says, Chazinu Rav Kahana, the Ka'amar Kula Kasa, the Kiddusha, I saw Rav Kahana was Mesader, the Bracha Shechiyanu over the Kais Kiddush that he said when he was in the Sukkah, the first night of Sukkah, which that's our minhag as well. Now Taisus stells, Maishna the Yesh Mitzvah Shetikne Shechianu, or Maishna Mitzvah Stiloi Tikne Shechianu. How come it is by certain mitzvahs we find that there was a takana of Shechianu, and by certain mitzvahs we find there was no takana of Shechianu? For example, Taisus and our Sugya making a sukkah and a lulav of their Masakin Shechianu, Mashenkin making Titsin's film, we don't find a takana of Shechianu. By Pinya Ben, we find that there's a brak of Shechianu. The Gemara on the end of Arab Sabbath says, yet by Bris Mila, there is no Shechianu. Then by Kriyas Megillah, there is a Shechianu. Yet by reading the Hallel, the mitzvah of reading the Hallel, we don't find the bracha of Shechianu. How come by some mitzvahs there is a Shechianu and some mitzvahs not? Taisus explains that Nira, the mitzvah Sheyeshala Simcha, Tikna Shechianu. A mitzvah which has in it the component of Simcha, on such a mitzvah they are Masakin Shechianu. Taisus and Mazber, how come these specific mitzvahs have this component of Simcha? However, the Baal Ma'ar in Seif Perak Aviv Sachim is Masber, that Lulav L'mashal, since its Baal is Simcha, Lulav comes for Simcha, Memeil is a brach of Shechian L'chari, the Pshat in the Baal Ma'ar, we can understand based on the Chinuch says that these Minim are Mesameach, a person, Memeil the Torah of Mitzavas, to take these Dalam Minim. Tzki HaShayfer Huadin Zog the Baal Ma'ar, comes to be machnis the zichronis of Klal Yisrael lefnei Aviyin Shemashemayim. And Mela, there's a Hana involved. Mikra Megillah, we're commemorating the fact that we were saved from Haman. And Pinyah Ben, the child, is now 30 days. He's Yatzim Mechal Nefel. And Mela, there's a component of Hana, a component of Simcha. And Mela, there's a bracha of Shechianu. Now Taisus brings down in the end that the Gemara in Perek Haraya, the Gemara in Bracha, says that someone who buys kelim chadashim, he buys new utensils, who then he makes a bracha of Shechianu. However, Taisus brings down Meshem Reshira Gain that says it cannot be simach on the sugya in Perek Haraya, because after all, the Gemara Masechet is erev and a memo of days is mashma that Shechianu is dafka tali in a mitzvah which is ba, and something which is ba means man lizman from time to time. Buying kelim chadashim, which can happen at any time, the melech should not bechal be bechal Shechianu. However, in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simin Reish Chav Gimel, paskins that by kana kelim chadashim, the halacha is that one does make a Shechianu, and we have to understand. So, what will the mechaber do with Rav Shira Gain's taina that after all, the Gemara in Erevin is mashma Shechianu needs davka something which is ba mizman lizman. Now, there's another machlekes. Interesting machaikas we find in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Simon Reish Chav Gimel Siv Vav brings down that on Min Olim ain't Shechianu. On shoes, someone does not make a Shechianu. However, Zot the Mechaber, Ani, Rabbi Ani, a new pair of shoes is something which brings him Simcha. Me'el, there is a bracha of Shechianu. However, the Ramah argues on the Mechaber, and the Ramah Shita is that Ani does not make a bracha of Shechianu on a new pair of shoes. And we have to understand the pshat in the Machlekes Befrat, what's pshat in the Ramah? Why should Ani not make a bracha of Shechianu? Saif kol saif by him, it's the same mile of kelim chadashim by a rich person. Why would there be no takan of Shechianu? The Magen Avraham Sif Katan Tess is mazber the pshat in the Ramah, that since Rav Bnei Adam are ragel to be mischadish there in Olam very often, Memeila it's not considered something which is bum, he's man, he's man. Memeila there is no Shechianu. Lefisa we have to understand what's the pshat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that there is a Shechianu by Ani who buys a new pair of shoes. And Bechlal, what is the Mechaikis Mechaber in the Ramah? What is the crux of the question? L'chayrati mazber, the ganze inyan over here of Shechianu, l'chayro yesh lachker in the etzim ged of the brach of Shechianu. We find Shechianu in two different places. We find the Gemara in Perek Haraya, it says, kanakin chadashim, one makes a Shechianu. And we find as well, on a mitzvah which is bami, is man lizman, one makes the brach of Shechianu. So yesh lachker, is it the same gedder of the bracha? Or perhaps there's two different dinim in Shechianu, which are chalukim v'ikki yisai dinam, that are chaluk from each other in the whole understanding, the whole basis of their Shechianu. L'cheru can be mazbu like this. The Mechaber holds that the din Shechianu v'akelum chadashim is an entirely different din Shechianu than the Shechianu that's said on the mitzvahs. The inin of Shechianu on a mitzvah which is ba mizman lizman, that comes from time to time is a gather of Shechiyonu have reached a milestone. That a mitzvah which only comes once a year, for example, once a year, we shake lulav and asterisk. So when a person now reaches Sukkot again, he has lived through the year, he has now reached a milestone, he's back now again to perform the mitzvah of lulav and asterisk. Memeil is a chiv to make a Shechiyonu v'kimanu v'giyonu lazman hazeh, to thank Hashem for the fact that he's reached this milestone, he has lived another year. Mashenkin the Mechaber holds the gather of Shechiyonu by Kelim Chadashim is a different gather of a Mechayiv. It's not a Nakuda of reaching a milestone. The Yisrael is B'etzim, we have to thank Hashem for everything. When a person buys the Kelim Chadashim, he buys something which gives him tremendous Simcha. He builds a new house, he buys Kelim Chadashim. Since now he's Margish tremendous Simcha in his life, Memela he's Margish the Simcha Sachayim, he now has to make a Berchus HaShvach on his Etzim Chayim, on his Etzim Chayim, on his Etzim Chiyas, on his Etzim life. Memela the Mechaber holds that this Tanai that we find in the Gemara in Erevin, they only make a Shechiyonu on a mitzvah that's b'mizman l'zman, that's only the Shechiyonu on reaching a milestone. On that the din is, it's only when it comes mizman l'zman, only once in a while, so now it's called that I reached a milestone. Memela mechliv to make a bracha Shechiyonu that I reached this milestone. Mashenkein ani who's buying a pair of shoes, the Mechaber holds that gather of Shechiyonu of buying new kelim is because the Mitzias, when a person buys a new purchase, now he experiences great Simcha. Now he reflects, he has Simcha in his life, his Chayim, he comes to appreciate his Chayim. Memela is Mechayiv to thank Hashem on the Chiyas itself, on the life itself. Memela the Mechaber holds, an Ani, that to an Ani, he experiences that Simcha when he buys a new pair of shoes. There's no Tanai Nimizman Lazan. Mizman l'zman. Mashenkin, according to the Ramah, everything is one get of Shechiyonu. The Yisrael of Shechiyonu is reaching a milestone. The Mela Zakhtar Ramah, the whole pshat, why Kana Kelim Chadashim could also have a Din Shechiyonu, even though the Din Shechiyonu is totally reaching a milestone, is only because, generally speaking, people don't get clothing that often. The Mela, when you get a new pair of clothing, it's called reaching a milestone. Mashenkin Zakhtar Ramah, it doesn't make a difference to me that if a Ani, when he buys a new pair of shoes, he'd be Simcha. But at the end of the day, most people, it's not called reaching a milestone. The middle, there could be no bracha of Shechiyonu. According to Taisus, we could explain that the gedder of Shechiyonu in Taisus' world is everything is tali in simcha. The whole yisayid of Shechiyonu be'etzim is tali in experiencing joy. Memele yinidavka mitzvah sheyeshel of simcha. And Taisus l'shitase holds that if the Gemara in Erevin teaches us that Shechiyonu needs davka mizman l'zman, imkein behechruch we have to say that hu adim kelim chadashim we need davka b'mizman l'zman. Melos Aktaisvis, Hayyos the Gemara in Erevin says, Yinim Mizman Lizman. And when it comes to Begadim, the din is we know that it's not Talim Zman Lizman, Al Karchel, we have to say, Gav Shira Gain, that we cannot be Simach on the Sigi and Brachas. The Sigi and Erevin argues on the Sigi and Brachas. And Mimela, only by something which is Bami Zman Lizman, is there a Brach of Shechiyanu. Let's turn now to another Indian. The Gemara teaches us that there's a concept of a Birchas HaRaya, someone who's Raya, Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzarech Levarech, someone who sees a Ner Chanukah needs to make a bracha. Taisus shtells, by other mitzvahs, for example, on Lulav and Esrog, we never find the concept of someone making a bracha on seeing a Lulav, on seeing a Sukkah. The only time we find the concept of Birchas HaRaya is only by Ner Chanukah. So Taisus gives two explanations why that's so. The first tarot of Taisus is Al Chavibu Saneis. Since there's a Mazunder in the Chavibu Saneis, Memelu Masak in a Birchas Araya. Taisus' second tarot is that since there's many people who do not have houses, and Memelu they're not able to Makai in the mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Memelu Masak in for them a Birchas Araya, they should have a connection to the mitzvah Al Kapanim through the Birchas Araya. Taisus ends off that the first reason is better as far as answering a question, the way Tikshi Lei Mimimzuzah. Taisus L'chera means to say that according to the first reason that Ner Chanukah is different out Chaviva Saneis, so then it's not a question why we were not misakin a Birchas Haraya for someone who sees a mezuzah. Because after all, it has nothing to do with other mitzvahs. It's only something very special, exclusive to Ner Chanukah. However, Zaktaisus, according to my second explanation, that Birchas HaRaya, the site of Birchas HaRaya is, that since people don't have houses, they're not able to be Mekai in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. We wanted to be able to give them a connection through the Birchas HaRaya. Zaktaisus, I bezei, it's going to be shver, why we're not misakin as well, a Birchas HaRaya for someone who sees a mezuzah. That same person who doesn't have a house, and therefore we can't light the Ner Chanukah. So Melu Masachim and Berchus Haraya. So for that very same person also can't be Makai in the mitzvah of mezuzah. Why were we not Masachim and Berchus Haraya for someone who sees a mezuzah? But Emes Taisus Luchayr is a pella. Luchayr, one thing has nothing to do with another. Luchayr, the svara of Ner Chanukah is that Be'etzim Ner Chanukah is a chiyuv on a person to go ahead and light a Ner Chanukah. Now, the din is that the Makam Hadlaka, the place where your madlik happens to be, Chazal Shtel Levak, the place where your madlik is in your house. Therefore, someone who does not have a house, he Be'etzim has the Machayiv to light a Ner Chanukah, he just Pasha doesn't have the Makam Hadlakah. He's honest, he can't be Makayim Mischiv because he doesn't have the Makam Hadlakah, like someone who doesn't have oil. It's not the Pshat, he doesn't have the mitzvah, he just Pasha to honest, he doesn't have the capability of being Makayim that mitzvah. Memela, we masakin for him a birchas haraya. However, by mezuzah l'chayr, the pshat is someone who does not have a house. It's not the pshat he has a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah, and he's just missing that he doesn't have a house where to place his mezuzah. The pshat by a person who doesn't have a house, a homeless person living in a box, the pshat is he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have the chiyuv mezuzah to begin with. So by zayl l'chayr, Taisus is very shver. Taisus says, and according to my second reason, that we're masakin in Birchus Haraya for a person who doesn't have a house, he wanted him to be not able to light a Chanukah, so he wanted him to be able to have a connection through Birchus Haraya. So Taisus, that pshat is going to be shver from mezuzah. If that's the svar, if that svar is true, we should have made a Birchus Haraya by mezuzah as well. L'chayr Taisus is very shver. What's the tzushto to mezuzah? It's not shver from mezuzah. By Ner Chanukah, Be'etzim has the chiyuv. Narvas, he doesn't have the capability of fearing Isis Chiv, he Mekayim is Chiv, he doesn't have a Makam Adlaka. Hashengim by Mezuzah, if he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have the whole Mechayiv to begin with. L'chayr and Taisus, we see a tremendous Yisait. Be'emes, the Sfas Emes, and Sechle Shabbos, Kler Zeshaila. Let's say you have two people living in one house, and they're not related to each other, not one family. Two people are renting an apartment together. Klartis Vas Emes a Shiloh, perhaps one person could light the Ner Chanukah, and the other person now becomes Pater. Why? Zaktis Vas Emes is the same way if two people are living in an apartment together, though they're not related, if one puts up a mezuzah, the other person is absolved from putting up a mezuzah, he doesn't have to walk over to the entrance and place a second mezuzah on the entranceway. He's Pater. So who had the Klartis Vas Emes a Shiloh, perhaps by Ner Chanukah as well? Perhaps once one person lights a Ner Chanukah, he's already absolved from the mitzvah. We see from the Sfas Emes, he's clearing a shiloh, perhaps a Ner Chanukah is the same thing like a mezuzah. It's a chayvas bayis, it's a chiyuv on the bayis, similar to mezuzah. The Emes and the Ran, we see as well, such a hava min al kapanim. The Ran says in the Gemara and Shabbos, that says, achsanai chayiv in Ner Chanukah, that a guest at someone's house is mechayiv in Ner Chanukah. The Ran says, the chiddush is, I would have thought that perhaps, since it's daimit to mezuzah, and by mezuzah, if it's not your house, you're not mechayiv to put up a mezuzah. Who I didn't, if I'm a guest by someone else, I'm not mechayiv in Ner Chanukah. The same way I'm not mechayiv in mezuzah, kamash mulan. But al kopan, we see al kopan mahava, meaning also in the round this you said, that Ner Chanukah is a chiyuv bias, same way like mezuzah. L'chayr our Taisus as well is very understandable if we understand that Taisus shita also is that the chiyuv Ner Chanukah is a gather of a chayvas bias, similar to mezuzah. Now Taisus l'chayr is beautiful. Zak Taisus, if I'm telling you you're masakin a birchas haraya because some person doesn't have a house, we want him to still have a shaykhus to Ner Chanukah, Zaktai says that's going to be shver from mezuzah. If so, we should have made a birchas haraya by mezuzah as well for someone who doesn't have a house. So we had a question, l'chayr, there is no tushto. By Ner Chanukah, you have a chiyuv. Just without a house, you don't have a makam adlaka. Taret says, no, Taisus holds by Ner Chanukah as well. The whole chiyuv is a chayvas bias. And if we made a birchas haraya as a Taisus for Ner Chanukah, who are then? We should have made a birchas haraya for someone who does not have a mezuzah. The Gemara goes weiter and discusses at the end of the Mishnah, discussed that Eis HaYayim on that day, the last day of Sukkot, the way Rashi understands that the Gedolim used to grab from the Tinaikas the lavim of the Ketanim, and they would eat the Sregim of the Tinaikas, and it's not Mishum Gezel, Shekeinagu Machma Simcha. Then the Gemara brings down a machaikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, a Yisaiyistik machaikas. Rabbi Yochanan says that an Esreg on the seventh day is Aster to have enough from it, only on the eighth day is a Mutter. Mashenkin Rish Lakish says that an Esreg Nisrig, even on the seventh day already, it's already mutter to have enough from it. The Gemara is Mazer, what is the crux of the Machlekes of Yoichan or Neish Lakish? It's a Shiloh, do we say that Limitzvasa Iskatsoy, do we say Lekula Yoima Iskatsoy? According to Rabbi Yoichan, the Esther remains Aser the entire seventh day, is because we say that it's Iskatsoy, it was set aside for the entire seventh day. Mashenkin, according to Reish Lakish, the Esther is Mutter Bachila already on the seventh day, because it was only Iskatsoy for the mitzvah itself. Taisus brings down that Avada, when we talk about Esterik B'Shvi Aser, Rabbi Yochanan saying, even after one fulfills the mitzvah, it is still Aser to be nana from it the entire day. Mashenkin, and who I didn't like, Reish Lakish, who says that Esterik is Mutter B'Shvi, which means after Yaitz in the mitzvah, Reish Lakish holds that it's Mutter, because it was only Skatzai for the mitzvah. Taisus asks Akasha, after all, we learned previously in Perek Luvah Gazel, Rav Chanina, Matbile B'Reishav Hadanafik Bey. Rav Chanina would actually take a bite out of his asrig and then be yaitzu with it. L'chayr, this does not work out, neither like Rav Yochanan or Reish Lakish. Even like Reish Lakish, that it's iskatsai only for the mitzvah, but till after one performs the mitzvah, it's set aside for the mitzvah, one cannot be nana for it. Taisus answers, since he did not eat the entire thing, he left over a share, that he could still be yaitzu with what was left over, memeilat smutter, even like Rav Yochanan. Because as long as it's still remaining the amount that one could go ahead and still be yaitz of the mitzvah with, the mele doesn't shtar the iskatzai, doesn't shtar the haktzah. The emes, the etzim inyan of migud iskatzai, Rashi in Masech the Sukkah on Lamed Zayin on the Beis, the Gemara over there had said like this. Rabbi says, hadas shel mitzvah atzel ariach bay. A hadas that was set aside for a mitzvah, one is not allowed to smell the hadas and get pleasure from it. Esrik shel mitzvah, mutter l'ariach bay. Hashem, in an esrik of a mitzvah, one could smell it. What's the difference? Hadas de l'arecha kai, a hadas, since its whole tachos of a hadas generally is for its reach, ki aktsoy mirecha k'tatsoy, when you set it aside for the mitzvah, you're saying that this object, which is generally used for smelling, I'm setting it aside for the mitzvah. Hashem, in esrik de l'achila kai, a esrik which is generally used for eating, ki aktsoy me'achila aktsoy, when you're setting it aside specifically for achila, you're not setting it aside, you're not being mekatzit from reach, since that's not what an esrog is used for. Rashi explains over there, the whole inyan of iskatzai is learned there from a sukkah. We learned previously on Daf Tesam and Aleph that there's chal shem shemayim on the atzei asukkah, that one cannot have enough from them all 7 days, since it was huktzah le mitzvah, it was set aside for the mitzvah, and huadin by the asterisk and the luav, they're also the hadasim, they were iskatzai for the mitzvah. And Mela and like Rashi explains, by a hadas one cannot have the reach, since that's the normal derech hana of a hadas is for the reach. Memela when iskatsoy is chal dafka for its derech hana. Mashenke in a esrog where its ikir hana is for achila, so the iskatsoy is dafka for the achila. Me'emes lefi zeh. The Sukkas Chayim wants to answer Akasha, L'chayr Shtak Akasha. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that L'kula Yoyim Iskatsoy, that the entire seventh day of Sukkos, one cannot be nana from the Esrig, it's Iskatsoy L'kula Yoyim. The Emes is a minhag brought down in the Tamim and Hagim, a famous minhag, Isha who's Muberis, Isha who's expecting, who's pregnant. There's a minhag that she goes ahead and she bites the Esrig on the final day, and she says a whole tefillah to go ahead and to help her in her childbirth. And the question is, after all, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's got from the entire seventh day. If so, how is she allowed to go ahead and take a bite out of the Esrig? So the MS, Lefi what the Gemara is mavur on Lamed Zayin on the Beis, that only for something which is its derech hana, for such a thing we say the person was makted away for the mitzvah, not to be used for its normal derech hana. Zakta Sukkas Chaim, perhaps we could say that by Esrig it's not huktzah for biting, since all she does is she bites into the Esrig and she makes a pasul, but she doesn't actually go ahead and eat it. Memela we could say that there is no haktzah chal on such a thing. But Amos, the Gemara goes right over here, and the Gemara brings down Eser Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Frekta Reish Lakish Akasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, you hold that the entire 7 days it's Iskatsai. After all, we learned in the Mishnah, Miyad Tinaikas Shemtenis Luvayan, V'Oichan Esrei Gayan. Right away, the Tinaikas, the Gedolim would grab from the Tinaikas their Lovin and their Esraigim. So the Gemara makes a diak, my love, Hu Adin, with Gedolim. Doesn't that mean that Hu Adin, they would grab the Esraigim and Lovin of the Gedolim? And L'chair, we see Ibazai that it's not Iskatsai L'kula Yaim, where they were able to grab the Lovin and Esraigim of the Gedolim and eat them on the seventh day. The Gemara says, like Tinaikas Dafka, when we talk about this Heter on the seventh day, Miyad, that they would grab the love and Esraim of the Ketanim, it means Dafka the Ketanim. Rashi explains, what is the chiluk if it's the Esrig of the Ketanim or it's the Esrig of the Gedolim? Rashi says, because the Esrig of the Ketanim lo hukzo le mitzvah gemura. It was never iskatsai for a mitzvah gemura. Masha'enki in the Gedolim was hukzo le mitzvah gemura, and it's asir kol hayayim. Be'emes, Taisis, previously on the Mishnah, argues with Rashi in his whole explanation of our Mishnah, what our Mishnah means to say in the Yad Tinaikas, Shantin Slovein, Eichon Esrigam. Taisis says that this that Rashi said, that it means that the Gedolim would grab the Ketanim's love and Esrigam, he says that's not the Pshat, but rather it means the children themselves would grab love and Esrigam. And Taisis says Rashi, who learned his Pshat, had to be Madchik, that when the Gemara over here says that it's only mutter, it's not a problem of taking something which is katsai, it means only taking ketanim's things is not considered katsai because it's not a mitzvah gemura. Taisa says that's a daichik. L'chayr to be mazir over here, the machlekes, Taisus and Rashi, who can be mazir based on a shtikl Torah from the stipler, and Mesechtes Brachos and Kundais Rashi and Taisus will go with Shitasim. There's the Yisayistik Yishayla by Chinuch. What exactly is the gedder of the chiyuv of chinuch? Rashi Mesechtes Brachos and Daf Mem Ches says clearly that chinuch is not a mitzvah on the child itself. The whole mitzvah is only on the father. The father has to be mechanech his child. Ashenken Shitas Taifus is that the mitzvah of chinuch is incumbent upon the child himself. Midrabanan, Chazal were mechayev the child. And Taisus talks about even a child being mighty someone, because after all, he himself is now considered to a certain level a bar chiyuva. Lefizel, we could say Rashi and Taisus go l'shitasam. Shitas Rashi is that the mitzvah of chinuch is that the mitzvah is really rami on the father. It's not the child's mitzvah. And therefore, it's not considered a mitzvah gemura. The child, sort of, in a way, is sort of just going through a maisa. You're being meragel him to do a maisa. In fact, as a machaikas rishon in the Ravan Shita is, that when it comes to the wool of an esrig, a person is does not have to be totally lachem. For example, on the first day, the esrig and wool of the child does not have to be owned by him. The other rishonim argue and say, no, mechinuch is that the mitzvah has to be done in its proper way. It could be mazber that will be telling this machaikas Taisus and Rashi. According to Rashi, the mitzvah of chinuch is a din that we have to, the father has to be margal the child to do the mitzvah, to go ahead and be nisragal in the mitzvah. The melech makes sense to say it's the child himself not being mekayim anything, it's just a vart of regilas. So perhaps if it's not lechem, he's still getting that regilas. Mashengen, according to Taisus, that midrabanan, the chinuch says that we made the child a bar chiyuva, we can hear a svara that huadin, the child would have to be able to actually fulfill the actual mitzvah. And lefizah, it can be mazber, but that's the yisod of machlek that's here between Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds that the mitzvah of chinuch is only incumbent on the father. Memeli says, you're a makta, the woman asking for the child, but it's not called huktzel a mitzvah gemura. After all, he's not being mekayim in the mitzvah. Masha Enkin, according to Taisus, it says that the chiyuv is on the child himself. Mel Taisus says that Rashi's pshat is a daichig. Me'emes, we can end off with a beautiful pshat from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that by the chet of the Eitz Hadas, based on our Gemara teaches us that Rashi says they were allowed to grab it from the Tinaikas. It was not considered gzela because it was naig mishum simcha. And in fact, Taisus previously points out that hu adin by a chasana, that Isam Bachurim, who ride on horses, end up ripping things, they can't be mechayiv them because, after all, they're doing it machma simchas chasin mekala. The Chassam Sofer says, by the chet of the Eitz Hadas, be'emes, there were two chatayim. One chet was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and therefore it was a problem of gezel. Besides that, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow the achila from the Eitz Hadas, the male was considered a machalos asuris. It was considered like eating chelev, like eating something which is treif. The male, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along to Adam Arishan, and he asked him, why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? And Adam Arishan answered him, Ha'isha asher nasati imadi. So basically, Adam Arishan was answering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tying it to him was that it was a problem of Gezel. And then Adam Arishan was saying that no, it's not a problem of Gezel, because after all, you gave me this wife today. It's a Simchas Chasim Mekala. By a Simchas Chasim Mekala, there is no issue of Gezel. Machma Simcha, there is no issue of Gezel. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to answer him that no, I'm not coming for the problem of Gezel. The problem of Gezel is not the issue. The problem over here is that the thing itself was a Macholos Asuris. And because of that, there was a time that you went ahead and you ate from it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.